Vasai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, a loving Sai Ram and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service, Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, the time right now in our studio is 11:07 a.m. and today is 10th of April 2014. Well, this is the month of April, and the months of April and May are the months which are quite hot at Prashanthi Nilayam, Puttaparthi. But till yesterday, the temperature was about 40 degrees Celsius, but last night it rained heavily for about an hour. And so today, the weather is quite cool and comfortable. Well, the temperature right now may be about 30 degrees Celsius. And it's a very fine day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. At the very beginning, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. So as I said, dear listeners, this is a segment, Service, Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love as Swami translating into service to humanity. Well, talking about service, I am reminded of an incident which happened during Narayana Seva, which was conducted in a village. It seems every day a few devotees used to gather and conduct Narayana Seva in a village. So once they found that a well-to-do person used to come for the Narayana Seva and take part the prasadam. Generally, the Narayana Seva was done to feed the poor villagers of the village. So, one Sai devotee, when he saw a well-to-do person coming there and partaking the prasadam, he was just confused and he was telling his other friends, other Sai devotees, that why this person is coming every day, he looks quite well-to-do. Then that person overheard the conversation and he came to them and started narrating his story. It seems he was a very big man with a lot of money and had his own company, and he was living a comfortable life. But one day, due to bad time or due to fate, he lost all his money. He was completely bankrupt and he was on streets, and in fact he had to beg for his living. But what he did was that he learned the art of pickpocketing and started pickpocketing others, and it's like robbing others, and he started earning his living through pickpocketing. But one day he came to this village and he saw the Sai devotees doing Narayana Seva. So he thought of sitting in the Narayana Seva and taking the prasadam. So he partook the prasadam. After partaking the prasadam, when he went out for pickpocketing, he saw a father and a daughter coming out of a bank, and the father was carrying a bag. So when he went behind them to snatch that bag, he overheard the conversation that the father and daughter were having. The father was telling his daughter that he had taken loan from the bank for the daughter's wedding. When this man, the man who does pickpocketing, heard this conversation, he thought to himself, well, this father is taking loan for his daughter's wedding, and that money is in that bag. Now, if I snatch that bag, I'll be ruining somebody's life, isn't it? So with this thought, he just decided not to snatch the bag and he went away. So that day he didn't get anything, and next day again he went to the Narayan Seva and partook the prasadam, and again he, after partaking the prasadam, he went out to steal someone, to rob someone, and again this time he saw a mother and son going, and the mother had her vanity bag, and this man thought of snatching the vanity bag, but he overheard the conversation. So in the conversation, the mother was telling that, "Just now from bank I took some money for your education, for your higher studies. Now this man again got a thought that now if I snatch the money from that bag, I'll be ruining somebody's life. So he decided not to snatch the money. And then next day again he went to Narayan Seva to partake the prasadam. And again that day also, when he tried to pickpocket, he started getting good thoughts, and this happened every day. And one day he decided not to steal money, not to rob money, instead to somehow try to earn money. So he started his own business in a small way, and he prospered, and now he has attained a good status in society and is living a very respectable life." So this story he narrated to the Sai devotees, and the Sai devotees, all of them were very happy. In fact, I'm sure you all are also very happy, and I'm sure you all got the take-home lesson. That is the importance and the power of Narayana Seva, the power of partaking the prasadam. It has got a transformation effect. Well, don't you think so? So now this Narayana Seva, Grama Seva, village service, all these service activities are undertaken by Swami's devotees and Swami's students wherever they are, in whatever capacity they can. Now we all will be knowing that the seed for Narayana Seva, Gram Seva was sown by Swami. And Swami used to conduct a lot of Narayana Seva here at Prashantinilayam. In fact, in the year 2000, he started the Grama Seva. Grama Seva, that is, Swami's students from the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning go to different villages near Puttaparthi, and they go to the villagers' home and provide food and food packets and clothes to the inmates of the house. This is called Gram Seva, and this happens during the Dasara festival every year. So today, dear listeners, I'll be playing for you, as part of this segment Service Love in Action, a presentation on village service program, that is Grama Seva. And this presentation was undertaken by students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. And it was made at this presentation was made at the plenary session of the World Seva Conference held in Prashantinilayam on July 21st, 2002. So today in this segment, let's listen to this presentation. In fact, this presentation brings out many, many aspects of Gram Seva, how it all started, why it started, and what are the objectives of Gram Seva, what do we learn from Gram Seva, why Gram Seva. So today in this segment, let's listen to this presentation.
We, the students of Bhagwan, offer a humble pranams at his lotus feet. Revered delegates, we welcome you all to this international conference on the theme Sai, Service, Adoration, Illumination. At the very outset, we express our heartfelt gratitude to our dearest Bhagwan for having given us the unique opportunity to address this august gathering. Our thanks are also due to the organizers for providing us this slot to make a presentation on the topic, the Sri Satya Sai Grama Seva. Let me take you back in time for 50 years or more. At the tender age of 12, our Bhagwan wrote a letter to his brother, wherein he declared to the whole world the very purpose of his advent, and he resolved to remove the suffering of all the poor and grant them what they lack. Ever since then, Bhagwan's life has been a saga of supreme selfless service and sacrifice. Is it ever possible to count the blessings that Bhagwan has bestowed onto humanity? Be it education for head, health for heart, or water for body, Bhagwan has initiated so many projects that provide all these absolutely free. And each of these projects is a boon unto mankind. It is an example for the whole world to emulate in order to establish a life full of peace and harmony on earth. The Sri Satya Sai Grama Seva is yet another glowing example in this saga of service and sacrifice. How did this all begin? Bhagwan expressed his immense pain over a seemingly trivial article that appeared in some column tucked away in some paper. Possibly it would have missed anybody else's eye, but not that of Bhagwan's. And what was this article about? About a mother and her children in some remote village. They were so poor that she was unable to feed her own children. Unable to bear the sufferings, one day the mother fed poison to her own children and consumed the same poison herself. Bhagwan was so moved with this that addressing a gathering in the Kulwant hall, he raised this question to all sitting over there, that can such an incident ever occur in this sacred land of Bharat? Bhagwan says, Bharat is a Punya Bhumi, a Tyaga Bhumi, a Karma Bhumi, a Yoga Bhumi, and not a Bhoga Bhumi. Have the people in this land become so merciless, so cruel, that they allow the mother and her children to die so helplessly? Have they become so merciless? Bhagwan was choked with emotion that day. And then, it was at that instant, Bhagwan resolved to bring succor to all these helpless and poor people in the villages. The divine compassionate mother in Bhagwan was waiting to rush to her ailing children. And brothers and sisters, this is how the Sri Satya Sai Grama Seva began. All these years, the poor people were coming to the Lord to seek His refuge. But then that year, Bhagwan resolved to go Himself to every doorstep to feed and clothe every poor person. This project was executed by thousands of students from the three campuses of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, the one at Anantapur, Brindavan near Bangalore, and Prashantinilayam, assisted by the students of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashantinilayam. And the task was carried out exclusively by the students without any external help or support. A very unique feature of this project was its magnitude. Believe it or not, the entire planning, organizing and execution was completed in the record time of just 1 month. It was a fortnight of planning and execution, followed by a fortnight of actual Grama Seva going on. Now, to tell us more details about the aspects of planning and organizing, I welcome Brother Vineet and Brother Deepak Anand to please come over to the stage.
Brother Vineet is winner of the Gold Medal of Excellence in the Prashantinilayam campus. He is an MSc Mathematics from the Prashantinilayam campus and is presently pursuing the M.Tech Computer Science. Brother Deepak Anand is a cost accountant. He is also an engineer. All Bhagwan students have multiple qualifications. He is also an MBA from the School of Business Management and is now pursuing the doctoral program in international Finance at the Institute. They will now present.
Thank you, Brother Rangarajan. Gram Seva was another manifestation of Bhagwan's divine love. It set the benchmark for the humanity to strive for and achieve. Not because of our efficiency in terms of being able to plan for it and execute it. No. But because of the effectiveness it had in transforming the hearts of people and infusing in them a spirit of love and faith in God.
Actually, I recall a very touching incident in this regard. It was in the weavers' colony in Hindupur. An old lady was waiting for us, and when we offered the prasadam to her, she broke down and said, "My two sons have passed away. I really don't have any support in life. Give me a photo of Bhagwan. His name is now my only recourse." She took the sari that Bhagwan had sent for her, kept it to her bosom and wept.
But not just the recipients of Bhagwan's prasadam were the ones to be benefited. We, the students of Bhagwan who were chosen by him and given this unique and exclusive privilege, also benefited in more ways than one. Bhagwan says, practical knowledge is most important. And that is what we learned with an hands-on experience in managing a project of such gigantic proportions in terms of planning. We had gone to the whole area and made maps to our requirement covering every village and every linking road. With thousands of students going to 600 villages and 5 big towns, with a population of many lakhs in 50 vehicles traveling in different directions, we thought an adaptive structure of organization would be most appropriate. But the real lesson in adaptiveness came from Bhagwan himself, who scaled up the whole project from covering a few thousand people in a cluster of villages in the beginning to covering of big townships with population of 1.5 to 2 lakhs on a single day. And still, we could do it with the same manpower, with the same resources, with the same infrastructure, without compromising a little bit on quality. Sometimes we ourselves used to sit back and wonder how.
Perhaps a little reason for this was the dedication, cooperation and the discipline of all those who participated in the Gram Seva. The discipline did not come out of force, but it came from the source. If you remember, the Gram Seva was conducted during the vacation, but all the students stayed back so enthusiastically and converted their holidays into holy days. The Gram Seva had become Rama Seva. And for the Gram Seva, Bhagwan had set all the goals clearly for us. He had told us that every house should get prasadam, a pair of clothes, at their doorstep, before their lunchtime, and without fail.
And that became like our vision statement. When we had to go to a cluster of villages in Hindupur, many of you would remember that the river was overflowing a few feet above the level of the bridge. We could see the people waiting for us on the opposite bank. It was like so close and yet so far. Keeping Bhagwan's vision in mind, we travelled 40 kilometers or 4 hours of arduous journey on bumpy village roads. But finally, when we reached there, it was a bumper harvest of love and joy. Bhagwan Sai Baba ki jai, Bhagwan Sai Baba ki jai, and Sai Rams greeted us. They came towards us like as if it was one home, one family, and they helped us in every aspect of distribution.
Perhaps one thing we are forgetting is that it was Bhagwan who took care of those minutest details. You remember, when we used to go for seva, Swami used to tell us, serve with love and humility during the distribution.
Brother, while we boys went for distribution during daytime, going to distant villages and sharing our love with them, let's not forget that it was the students of the Anandpur Women's Campus who used to spend the whole night preparing prasadam and packaging it with love, singing bhajans, chanting Vedam. They used to infuse the prasadam with divine vibrations, and really that made all the difference. If the wheel of Gram Seva turned every day, let's not forget that they were an important force behind it.
But what made the wheel really move was Bhagwan's involvement and guidance. It was His omnipresence. If at all, not even a single vehicle broke down during the entire fortnight. It was His omnipresence. If the schedule was not broken even for a single day for the entire fortnight due to any inclement weather. And at the end of the day, when we used to come back from Seva, we all used to rush to Bhagwan, and the feedback used to flow not from us to Him, but from Him to us.
Truly, Bhagwan was the force that made us work. And we used to realize that it is not we who are working. It is Bhagwan who is working for Himself, for those forms of human beings whom He considers so close to Him. There was really a feeling of oneness. And with that feeling of oneness, we again used to go back to the villages. And I remember a small instance in this regard. We had gone to a particular village in Kadri. And when we were coming back, we saw a young man coming from the fields. As usual, we stopped and asked him, "Did you receive Bhagwan's prasadam?" He said no, but then he took a few paces back and said, "Don't touch me or come closer, because I belong to the most deprived section of this society and I live in a separate place called Tanda." The brothers anyway went close to him and offered the prasadam with all the love and affection. And one of them kept his hand on his shoulder and said, "Bhagwan Baba says that we are all children of one same God. Then in that respect, are we not brothers?" That young man could not hide his tears. And he went away saying, "Yes, yes, Sai Baba is God. Sai Baba is God." Many were such experiences that we had, which transformed us during this Gram Seva.
Thank you, brothers Vineet and Deepak. Let us continue our journey through this Gram Seva and now move on to the actual site of prasadam distribution. Here's the village. The lorries have just arrived, and let's imagine the boys have just got down and they're distributing prasadam in the huts. What happens next? To know about this, let me invite our brothers, Brother Amit and Brother Shri Krishna, to join me over here. They will tell us what exactly happened in the villages. When the prasadam was given, what was the response? How did they feel? What was the feeling with which they received this prasadam? Brothers Amit and Shri Krishna.
Amit Ahuja is a doctorate in foreign exchange management at the Sri Satsai Institute. He's also a BE in computer science and also been a research engineer in telecom and telematics. And Brother Rajagopal is a doctorate in mathematics and has got the advanced computing as his subject.
Bhagwan's life is His message. And His life has been one continuous saga of love, of pure and selfless love, of giving and forgiving. And He wanted that we students also experience that joy of giving. And so He directed that we should go and serve each one of the people in their houses at their doorstep and experience the joy of giving. Bhagwan explained to us a lot of important things. He told us why is it that He was giving clothes and food as prasadam and not something else. He said, "Bhikshanam deha raksharthaam vastaram shita nivaranam." That is, food is needed to foster the body, while clothes are needed to protect it from inclement weather. Thus, these are the two most important things which anyone needs. And that is why He was giving to them what they needed most and not what they desired most. Swami also explained to us how this food got transformed into prasadam. He said the food was cooked with the constant chanting of God's name. It was transported with the chanting of God's name. It was given with God's name and received with God's name. Thus, the food got transformed into prasadam. But mind you, Swami gave not only food and clothes. He sent a lot of other things, a lot of stationery items, pen, pencils, crayons, notebooks for the small school-going children also. And while there were saris and dhotis for the elderly people, there were skirts, shorts, t-shirts for the smaller children. Thus, there was something for everybody.
Truly, Amit. And when the village folk knew that it was Bhagwan's prasadam that we were taking to them, they were so happy to receive us.
Yes, Sri Krishna. Remember how they used to welcome us? They used to be waiting for us there with decorations, festoons and greetings. At many places, they even put water. They should sprinkle water on the roads for you to have, we had to walk. And they had made beautifully decorated shrines for bhajans to take place. Actually, Bhagwan had told us that before we started distribution of prasadam, we all of us must go around the village doing Nagar Sankirtan and Vedam chanting. And just imagine, hundreds of youth going around singing the glory of God with all their hearts. And what an impact it has. There was a subtle change in environment. People themselves used to come and join us and used to feel that there was no more negativity, no more despair or despondency. There was only love. Love and joy in every heart. And that is the love we experienced, we felt when we went from house to house giving prasadam.
Certainly. In fact, in each house that we went, they welcomed us with beaming faces and broad smiles. Let me narrate a very touching experience that has captured my heart in this regard. It was one day during distribution that we went up to a household in a nearby village. The elders there were especially inclined to greet us. Well, upon inquiry, we found that the Annaprashna ceremony, wherein a newborn is fed food for the first time in his life, was in progress. They were extremely overwhelmed with joy that we had arrived at just the right time. For them, it was not a mere coincidence that we had come there then. It was Bhagwan's direct blessing. He had sent them what they wanted most. And you know, just then, instead of feeding the child the ceremonial soft-boiled rice, they gave it the sweet that Bhagwan had sent. The child had got prasadam as its first morsel in its life. Watching their touching action, we were touched. For it is then that we realized how much Bhagwan meant to them. The prasadam was just a token of his infinite grace and compassion that he is always ready to shower upon those who need it. And the villagers were very grateful, in fact, to receive the prasadam from us. Don't you think so?
Yes. Wherever we went, people did not hide the gratefulness of Bhagwan. They told us many times. In fact, in a village, Gunnipalli, a person approached us and pointed towards the water tank of the Shri Satya Sai water supply project and said, "See, that is Bhagwan's gift to us. He is giving us water 24 hours a day. And now that is our lifeline." Not only that, Swami has also constructed a Kalyana Mantapam where we can hold marriages and functions. And then, in a choked voice, he said, "And now Swami has sent you with prasadam. Will the divine hand ever refrain from giving?" Truly, the divine hand only gives, gives and gives. It was wonderful to see those villagers. They were grateful not just for big things like a water supply project or a Kalyan Mantapam. Even for prasadam, their gratitude was overflowing.
I certainly accept that fact. And here, yet another incident stands out in my memory. It was one of the days that an elderly devotee of Bhagwan who had accompanied us was distributing. And in our progress, we came upon a lone hut in the fields. It was in a really dilapidated condition. But it was Bhagwan's explicit instruction that not a single household be left without distribution. And so, he went up to the house, or rather the hut, to see who was there in it. And what did he see? In a corner, he found an old lady crouched up. He went up to her and said, "Amma, Bhagwan has sent prasadam for you. Please do take it." When she heard these words from him, she broke down on the spot and then told him why. It had been 2 whole days since she had had her last meal, and she had been earnestly praying to Bhagwan to somehow save her in this situation. And as usual, Bhagwan had responded in his own inimitable way. To her, the prasadam was the divine assurance that Bhagwan was always there with her, that he would care whether anybody else did or not. This goes a long way in showing us that the village people were so simple in their outlook that they could have a direct contact with Bhagwan.
Yes, we realize that these village folks were very simple, innocent people, and they derived great joy and happiness out of even simple things. The key was simple living and contentment. Even more so, they had felt the love of God flowing to them, and they were very grateful to him for that. Many times what they could not put in words, their broad smiles and their moist eyes said it all. What Bhagwan had done was that he had sown in every heart the seed of confidence. The confidence that he is always there with them, that he will always look after their welfare, and they need not feel neglected or deprived. In short, it was an exchange of love between hearts that left all of us transformed and inspired.
Thank you, Brother Amit and Shri Krishna. That was truly an eye-opener to all of us. And we see that an act of service like this has benefited the people in the villages so much. They received food and clothes at a physical level, hope and faith at the mental level, and derived bliss at the spiritual level. There are many instances such as this. I even remember that in most of the villages, when the youth of the village would see our students distributing prasadam, they would be so inspired that they would come and join us and offer help in guiding us with the lanes and the bylanes of their hamlet, which only they knew. And the whole village would get together as a one single family participating in this joyous act of service. Well, continuing still further on our journey, let me once again invite Brothers Deepak and Vineet to tell us more about their experiences, but this time with a little different focus. Vineet, Deepak, we would like to know that apart from the response and impact it had on the people in the villages, what is it that we students learned from this unique project?
First of all, I should say, each one of us felt grateful to Bhagwan for having given us this opportunity. The village was Kottaramapuram, a village in Kadri Mandal. An old woman was waiting in a small hut. Even after receiving the food prasadam, sweet and sari that Bhagwan had sent for her. After finishing serving all the others in the village, we went to her and she insisted that we see her new house. So we went in and told her and complimented her, saying what a nice and neat house she had built. But suddenly she turned back and said, "I did not call each of you to admire my house. I called you in so that you may step into it. Since you all have come from Swami, may the dust of Puttaparthi enter my humble house. May the dust of Puttaparthi enter my humble house with your feet, and may our family be blessed with auspiciousness."
Truly, the devotion and reverence of these simple village folk for even the dust of the land where the Lord has tread made us feel that we are yet to learn so much from them. Really, the Gram Seva opened our eyes to the realities in the village. There were people who required food. There were people who required clothing and shelter. There were so many people needing so much. And most importantly, what I think is that they require yours and mine unconditional love.
Bhagwan often says, paropakarartham idam shariram. This human body itself is given to give. And his life is his own message. For when does he not give? As one of the village folk themselves told us during the Gram Seva, Ahabaya hastaniki apatamante emani telisa. Do those divine hands that always bless and bestow ever know what it is not to give? During those memorable days of the Gram Seva, we learned to serve. But for the one who wishes to serve, he has to knock at the door and the door opens. But for the one who truly loves, the door is always open. And during those days of Gram Seva, we learned to love. We learned to love every symbol of humanity the way he loves us.
It was in Subiradipalli. As usual, we had distributed Bhagwan's prasadam, including children's clothing, as Brother Amit just told you. As we were finishing our work, suddenly the whole atmosphere reverberated with Swami's clothes, Swami's clothes. And when we turned back, what did we see? We saw a festival of colors. The children donning their new clothes, parading in the streets, waving at us, chanting Sai Ram, Sai Ram. For they had never worn such clothes before. We realized in Gram Seva that loving alone is true living, and that the greatest joy of life is in pure and selfless giving, of which Bhagwan is a living embodiment.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
11:45 a.m. It's a fine day here at Prashanthinilayam Ashram, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of the universe. Well, dear listeners, once again, a loving Sai Ram and greetings. A warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action, in which we bring you account of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. So as part of this segment, today you are listening to a presentation on village service program, that is Gram Seva, undertaken by students of Sri Satya Institute of Higher Learning. This presentation was made at the plenary session of the World Seva Conference held in Prashanthinilayam on July 21st, 2002. Well, this presentation is not all over. There is another 20 minutes of this presentation. And before we get into the second half of this presentation, let's have a break, a musical break.
జగతిలోన శాంతి ప్రభలు వెళ్ళి విరియగా జగతిలోన శాంతి ప్రభలు వెళ్ళి విరియగా పరమేశుడే సారథిగ భక్తాలను పట్టగా పరమేశుడే సారథిగ భక్తాలను పట్టగా కదిలింది కదిలింది మాటెరుగని తాయి పిల్లలం స్వార్థమన్న మాటెరుగని తాయి పిల్లలం సాగరాలు దాటి స్వామి సందేశం చాటుతాం సాగరాలు దాటి స్వామి సందేశం చాటుతాం క్రమశిక్షణి మాగభయం ఏ తత్వమే మా లక్ష్యం క్రమశిక్షణి మాగభయం ఏ తత్వమే మా లక్ష్యం క్రమశిక్షణి మాగభయం ఏ తత్వమే మా లక్ష్యం స్వామి సాయి పలుకులే మాదర్శం స్వామి సాయి పలుకులే మాదర్శం సత్య సాయి బాటలు సాగుతే మా అదృష్టం సత్య సాయి బాటలు సాగుతే మా అదృష్టం కదిలింది కదిలింది తలదాల్చుటే మా కర్తవ్యం పత్తి సాయి మాట తలదాల్చుటే మా కర్తవ్యం కదిలింది సాయి రథం ప్రేమ బాటలో కదిలింది సాయి రథం ప్రేమ బాటలో కదిలింది సత్యరథం ధర్మనిష్టతో కదిలింది సత్యరథం ధర్మనిష్టతో జగతిలోన శాంతి ప్రభలు వెళ్ళి విరియగా జగతిలోన శాంతి ప్రభలు వెళ్ళి విరియగా పరమేశుడి సారథిగా భక్తాలను పట్టగా పరమేశుడి సారథిగా భక్తాలను పట్టగా కదిలింది కదిలింది సాయిరాం సాయిరాం సాయిరామ రామ రామ సాయిరాం సాయిరాం సాయిరామ రామ రామ
With Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
It was such a great feeling when Sai looked at me with inquisitive eyes. It was the first time he had seen his own mother. It was like my son had been born again.
We could not believe our ears when we learned that in Baba's hospital, even complex surgeries are done absolutely free of cost.
I have no words to express my gratitude, what they've done.
Yes, I had always believed in God, but you all know that was the God whom I had never seen. After coming here, I now believe in a God whom I have not only seen, but also experienced.
Medical Marvels of Love is our weekly radio series in which we bring you patient profiles from India's top-of-the-line super speciality hospitals, often referred to as modern temples of healing. The Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, located at Whitefield, Bangalore, and Prashantigram in Puttaparthi. You can listen to this on Asia Stream of Radio Sai every Sunday at 8 p.m. To know about the timings of this weekly series, Medical Marvels of Love on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page of our website radiosai.org. You can also download and listen to this at your leisure by visiting the link radiosai.org/medical. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
Dear listeners, greetings and a loving Sai Ram once again. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting this segment, Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Well, the time right now in our studio is 11:53 a.m. and it's a fine day here at Prashantinilayam Ashram, the spiritual capital of the universe. So today in this segment, you are listening to a presentation on village service program that is Grama Seva, undertaken by Swami students. And this presentation was made at the plenary session of the World Seva Conference held in Prashantinilayam on July 21st, 2002. So we heard the first half of the presentation. So let's now listen to the second half of the presentation. Well, Gram Seva, as many of you may be aware of, is an annual event held in Bhagwan's University. And it's held during the Dasara celebration for about 10 days, where Bhagwan students go to different villages around Puttaparthi. And they take Swami's prasadam as food packets and clothes and give to all the villagers around Puttaparthi. So let's now listen to the second half of this presentation, in which a lot of important facts are brought out about Gram Seva.
For the next lesson that we learned, let me take you to a scene in a village called Pedapalli, where we were knocking at a door. And the inmates of the house opened the door, saw us with the prasadam, and suddenly exclaimed, "Oh no, wait!" And we were taken aback. But then they told us, "Sir, Aya, there is a room next to ours where our parents stay. So please serve them first and then come to us." Reverence and respect for parents will never be forgotten in our lives. Truly, Indian culture lives in its villages.
And when we used to come back after a weary day of Gram Seva, we used to have smiles on our faces and enthusiastic and satisfaction in our hearts, because we had passed one day in the service of the Lord. And Swami would be here waiting for us. We would just hide ourselves into His laps, and He would shower us with His smiles and love. Truly, we never had weariness or sleep ever coming close to us, because it was the love of the Lord that was operating through us. Even in Ramayana, sage Vishwamitra, when he takes Lord Rama and Lakshmana to the forest to safeguard the holy sacrifice, he teaches them the Hamsa Gayatri so that they can overcome hunger, sleep and weariness. But we never required any mantra or tantra, because the love of the Sarva Devta Swarup Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba energized us every day, and it was to be experienced.
On yet another occasion, I remember we were having lunch on the outskirts of a village, gathered under a few trees. We would have the same prasadam as our lunch, for that was Bhagavan's command. And needless to say, all of us felt thirsty. Even before we could express our need, an old woman came rushing from the village with a pot of buttermilk and insisted that each of us have a glassful. Even though we tried to resist, she persisted. It really left us with a question: who was the giver and who really was the receiver? We received as much as we gave, in fact, more. Then where was the difference at all? We were but instruments in His hands. In the words of Saint Francis, we were but channels of His peace.
Truly, channels of His peace, because He was the giver and He was the receiver. It was from love, to love, with love, by love, and for love. Thank you, Vineet and Deepak. These incidents which have touched your heart have really now captured us. Thus we see that the Grama Seva had a 360 degree impact. It not only benefited the giver, the receiver, if we may call them so, but also thrilled the onlooker. Anybody who saw this was so thrilled with its magnitude, with this very concept which was so new. One can go on and on with these miracles and experiences, but anything that Bhagwan does has a deep inner significance. Bhagwan's actions, we know, communicate so much at the gross level, but there is a deep spiritual message for the entire humanity in whatever He does. And the Sri Satya Sai Grama Seva is no exception to this. There are many underlying messages for all of us which we must take note of. And for this, let me invite Amit and Shri Krishna again to join me and elaborate on these aspects of the Grama Seva. The messages which, as we understand, have been communicated by Bhagwan to the entire humanity. And even before that, Bhagwan always says that service is so essential to the very existence of man. I would like you to also highlight on this.
I certainly agree with you that it is essential to first know why service is so important to all of us. Service leads us along the path of action towards our goal of self-realization. Unlike other difficult paths, which may involve austerities or rigor, service, laying stress upon action, becomes globally accessible, for activity is common to all humankind. Nishkama karma, or selfless service, urges man to offer his actions to the Lord, to do for the sake of doing than for the sake of earning results. And this Grama Seva, as a gigantic act of Nishkama karma, has truly stood out.
But Shri Krishna, tell me one thing. There are many people here who must have been inspired to do service. But is it necessary that somebody should do service only on such a large scale?
Definitely not. In fact, when Bhagwan was once told that the Grama Seva is an extremely important project, he promptly replied, saying that it was not Grama Seva or even Rama Seva, but Seva that was important. For Bhagwan, it is quality that matters and not mere quantity. And in this regard, I have yet another incident to quote. It was in one of the villages that we came across a decrepit old woman ambling across the street in a rather remarkable invention. It was a sort of wheelchair, but suitably modified to serve as her shelter and also means of transport. When we served her the prasadam, she gratefully accepted it and then made a simple statement that left us stunned. She said that it was during a previous function that Bhagwan had given her the very same special wheelchair that was now her sole possession in life. He was again giving her prasadam, thereby assuring her that even if no one else cared, he did. To her, this prasadam meant much more. The joy on her face as she spoke these humble words touched our hearts. For it was then that we realized that far more than either the wheelchair or the food or even the clothes, it was Bhagwan's act of love that had truly touched her. But Amit, Bhagwan often quotes that all action is based upon reflection, reaction and resound. Did you notice this in our Grama Seva too?
Yes, I'll tell you an incident to illustrate this. We were going to a village, Virampalli, when suddenly our convoy had to stop. We got down and saw that there was no road further. It was just a stony path, and it was so narrow that no vehicle could pass through it. Just then, as we got down and we were thinking what our next move should be, some villagers approached us. And when they came to know of our problem, they did not lose any time. They hitched their bullock carts, put the prasadam into it and took it to the villages. It was so good. We had gone there to help them. In fact, we were receiving so much more help from them. We saw that love begets love. Try and give so much, some love to somebody, and he gives so much back to you.
And of course, apart from everything else, this Grama Seva has stood out as an ideal for all humanity to emulate. For it has taught us that social service should not be a slow shell service. For slowness in implementing noble thoughts never brings harvest. It has further gone to show that social service should not be a show seal service, for it is not to show that we do, but that we do to sow the seeds of love and peace amongst us. And apart from catering to just the general mass as any ordinary project, this Grama Seva has come to touch the needs of even the lowest in the social order personally. It has not left a single detail in implementing the entire project. It has taught us that in a project, no detail is worth omitting. There is nothing that can be called as insignificant. For in Bhagwan's own words, it is the quality of action performed that matters far more than its quantity. Well, it has shown us that Manava Seva truly is Madhava Seva, that any act of service done serves to act in our progress to Him. For life, as Bhagwan says, is but a journey. A journey from I to we to He.
Yes, as Brother Shri Krishna says, it is this very objective that is served when we do service. After all, the objective of doing all this seva is but to gain this vision of divine unity, to culminate this journey from I to we. As Bhagwan says, the human birth is at the pinnacle of the ladder of evolution, and it's only man who has the capability to realize his true nature and become one with the universal. And another important aspect that they mentioned was about the feeling with which the service is to be done. I here remember a very beautiful example that Bhagwan has given regarding this. Once, a senior devotee prayed to Bhagwan to explain to him the meaning of the phrase which often Bhagwan says, the proper study of mankind is man. And Bhagwan said, in fact, Bhagwan asked him a question in turn, and he asked the devotee, suppose you were walking through a forest, what would you do if a thorn would prick into your leg? The devotee replied, Bhagwan, I would remove the thorn using my two hands. And then Bhagwan again asked him, why is it that the two hands help you to remove the thorn? Now he didn't expect this question, and the devotee was wondering what the answer could be. And then Bhagwan said in his own inimitable way, the hands rush out to remove the thorn from the leg because they don't feel any separateness from the legs. Bhagwan said the hands feel that the legs is same as it. And in fact, all the parts of the body, be it the brain, the stomach, the heart, all the limbs, all the organs work in such perfect coordination in this body of ours in order to ensure the smooth functioning of the body as a single entity. In the same way, brothers and sisters, if all of us in this world would work hand in hand, and with this feeling of oneness, I am so convinced that all the problems of humanity would be resolved in just 1 second. As Bhagwan beautifully puts it, that man is a limb of society. Society is a limb of nature, and nature is a limb of the cosmic form of the Lord. And all are just one. I hope from my heart that brothers and sisters, we have communicated to you all that we could in words in this short span of time, but believe me, it's not mere words. The sense of joy, the sense of satisfaction, the happiness that we have felt is something that each one of us have to experience for ourselves. And now, let me request Dr. M. Sainath to come over to the stage and summarize this presentation for all of us. Dr. M. Sainath.
Thank you, Brother Rangarajan. Our presentation could broadly be clubbed under four heads. The first one concerning the planning, organization and the execution. The next one detailing the response. The third one about the lessons learnt from the Grama Seva. And last of all, the Grama Seva, a message offered to humanity. At the outset, we would all like to state that Bhagwan's invisible and yet visible hand was felt at every point of this project, guiding and guarding us. And for this, we remain eternally grateful to him. Any project of this gigantic magnitude requires a very careful planning at both the micro and the macro level. While the macro details concerned objects like area-wise planning, management of man, machine, and the food, etc., the micro details concerned themselves with objectives like the distribution of the prasadam, the packaging details, and the distribution of the student groups. A very notable aspect of this Grama Seva is that it involved only the students of the three campuses of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning and the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashantinilayam. While the planning and the actual spade work took 15 days, the actual execution of the project took a further 15 days. And this remarkable speed, let me say here, was basically possible due to the excellent discipline and coordination among the teams involved that enabled us to function as a well-oiled team. The nucleus around which the entire planning took place was the single point objective that people should be given what they needed most rather than what they desired the most. The second unit, that is the response of the people to whom Grama Seva was rendered. The first point which we observed and felt with our heart was that love begets love. We saw this from the open-hearted welcome that all the villagers accorded to us and almost always the rather tearful farewell that they bid us. It is often said that while getting makes a living, giving makes a life. These were villagers who had extended their heart to us because their heart was touched with the love of Bhagwan, who had given them so many projects for their upliftment. As was said, the Grama Seva, the water project, the Kalyana Mandapam and the temple's destructions, etc. In them was a confidence that Bhagwan cared for them, and this confidence in turn gave them a very warm sense of gratitude. And this in turn directly led them to inspire from deep within to change themselves for the better. In a lighter vein, I may quote Robert Frost, who said that this world is filled with willing people, some willing to work and the rest willing to let them. Contrary to this, we observed that when this love of Bhagwan touched the villagers, they wholeheartedly came forward to beg us to be a part of this project, much as we tried to dissuade them from it. And this was a lesson which we all learned from this Grama Seva. A very notable feature of Grama Seva, which we saw in the response of the villagers, was the reverence with which they accepted the prasadam. To them, these were not material objects which were just given to them out of pity. This reaction was very important to us. It was not as if we were giving them something out of pity for them. They received it like as if it was sanctified by the very touch of the Lord. And this because we all feel sincerely, at every point and every stage of this Grama Seva, the divine name was chanted. From the conception the planning, execution, every stage the divine name was chanted. And this in turn was a direct consequence of this Namasmarana. I now go over to the third module, that is the all-important section of the lessons learned from Grama Seva. At the outset, we would like to say that this Grama Seva was an eye-opener in the sense that it gave us a wholehearted view of the selfless giving nature of Bhagwan. As Khalil Gibran says, you give very little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you really give. And these were people who were given, as Bhagwan was mentioning in the discourse this morning, from top to toe his heart and his body is filled with selflessness. There is nothing that he desires for himself. His only concern is, how do I alleviate the suffering of the others? And this was a feeling that was transported, channelized by us to the villagers, and they responded in kind. The second point under the lessons learned is that we youth were sensitized to the need of the needy. There is much that the people around us need, much of it at the level of metaphysical than the material. And when we were exposed to these needs of the people, we really saw life and giving in a totally new light. A third very vital but critical point, we found that contentment is the key to a happy life. As is already mentioned by my brothers before me, there was much that these people needed, but very importantly, none of them lost their sleep over what they did not have. What they did not have did not stop them from enjoying what little joys life had to give them. And this was a very big lesson that we learned. Contentment, the key to a happy life. Then comes the point that details matter. If we look into the minor details of today, a major disaster can be avoided during the execution of the plan tomorrow. Another point which I wish to make here is that we learned the important power of the name of God. It enthused us, it energized us when we were tired, it inspired us to do better, and most importantly, it divinized the entire effort. And let me now go over to the last module, that is, what lesson does the Grama Seva have to offer to humanity? The first and the post important lesson could perhaps be that it is quality of the effort that matters and not the quantity. It does not matter how much we do. It does matter how we do it. And this brings me to the next point, that is to serve with love. And this means reaching out to one and all. This reaching out one and all especially applies to both the ones who are extending the service and the ones who are receiving the service. Not in the sense that it distinguishes between the giver and the receiver, in the sense that how planning has to go on. While it is important that clear-cut instructions should reach right to the grassroots levels and follow-up action taken, it is very vital that the fruits of the seva reach the lowest of the low in the society without being neglecting of anyone. The second lesson which we could learn Grama Seva has to offer is that of Nishkama Karma. Nishkama Karma in the sense that action is common to each one of us in these days. So when we offer that action without any expectation of rewards, it becomes pious. And consequently, we are already on the road to salvation. In conclusion, I would like to say that the highest reward for what we toil for is not what we get from the effort. It is what we become from the effort. There is a loftier ambition in each one of our lives than to stand tall in the society, and that is to stoop down and try to raise mankind that much higher, to benefit everyone as possible. As we conclude our presentation this morning, I would like to leave all of us with a thought which Bhagwan has often stated. Each one of us work for happiness. Whatever we do is hinged around the simple, single-pointed objective of achieving happiness. But I would like to leave the stage this morning with a thought. As Bhagwan says, happiness is very elusive. The more we look for it, the more it evades us. But when we try to bring happiness to some others, happiness comes to us by itself. This concludes our presentation. Sagam and thank you.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram, and once again, greetings to all of you. A warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service, Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, the time right now is 12:20 p.m. and it's a fine and warm day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. So today in the segment Service, Love in Action, I brought to you a presentation on village service program, that is Gram Seva, undertaken by students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. This presentation was made at the plenary session of the World Seva Conference held in Prashanthi Nilayam on July 21st, 2002. Well, Gram Seva, as many of you may be aware, is an annual event held at Bhagwan's University where students, Bhagwan's students and staff take Swami's prasadam in the form of food packets and clothes to the villages around Puttaparthi. And this annual event, Gram Seva, is held every year during the Dasara festival. Well, Swami gives a lot of importance to village service. In fact, in the year 1985, during on the occasion of Swami's 60th birthday, Swami had gone to a village nearby Puttaparthi. Swami had gone with a few of his students, and the village name is Amegundapalayam. So when Swami gave a small discourse to the villagers there and to the students whom Swami had taken there, Swami had told that Vedas say, Sahastra Shirsha Purushaha, that is, God has thousands of eyes. Then Swami said that India has thousands of villages, and those villages are my eyes. So addressing the students, Swami said, so dear students, no matter where you are, protect my eyes. Well, dear listeners, isn't this a profound message? Swami says that India's villages are his eyes, and Swami warns all of us to protect his eyes. So wherever we are, in whatever capacity we can, we should take part in Grama Seva and uplift these villages. So with that profound message, dear listeners, let me conclude today's segment of Service, Love in Action. I hope you all enjoyed the presentation on Grama Seva. Please do send us your feedback. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. We are always awaiting your feedback, comments, etc., etc., so that we can improve our program. With that, I conclude. I place this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet. And in a while from now, after a musical break, you will be joined by Prem and Arvind, who will be hosting the much-awaited afternoon satsang of Thursday Life. Jai Sai Ram.
జగములకు శుభములిడు జగదేకపతిని సాయి రామయ్యా సన్నిధి నీయవయ్యా జగములకు శుభములిడు జగదేకపతిని సాయి రామయ్యా సన్నిధి నీయవయ్యా గగన భువన సంధాత నిగమాగమ రూప గగన భువన సంధాత నిగమాగమ రూప సాయి రామయ్య కరుణ చూడవయ్యా గగన భువన సంధాత నిగమాగమ రూప సాయి రామయ్య కరుణ చూడవయ్యా జగములకు శుభములిడు జగదేకపతిని సాయి రామయ్యా సన్నిధియవయ్యా సాయి రామయ్యా కరుణ చూడవయ్యా సాయి రామయ్యా సన్నిధియవయ్యా సాయి రామయ్యా కరుణ చూడవయ్యా సాయి రామయ్యా సన్నిధియవయ్యా జగములకు శుభములిడు జగదేకపతివి సాయి రామయ్యా సన్నిధియవయ్యా సుస్వరాలతో సని పాని పమా పమరి సరిమ పనిరి సని పమ పాధుర సుస్వరాలతో సమ్మోహన గానముతో సుమధుర సుస్వరాలతో సమ్మోహన గానముతో విను మెప్పించే రీతి మాకు మీరు తెలిపి మెప్పించే రీతి మాకు మీరు తెలిపి సామగానలోల నిజ వేద సారమెల్లా సామగానలోల నిజ వేద సారమెల్లా ఆమోదము నందించి సద్గతినిచ్చే సాయి రామయ్యా కరుణ చూడవయ్యా జగములకు శుభములిడు జగదేకపతివి సాయి రామయ్యా సన్నిధియవయ్యా జగములకు శుభములిడు జగదేకపతివి సాయి రామయ్యా సన్నిధియవయ్యా మచ్చరము మచ్చుకైన లేకుండా మహిళన మచ్చరము మచ్చుకైన లేకుండా అహరహములు నీ సేవలో ఐక్యతగానుంటూ అహరహములు నీ సేవలో ఐక్యతగానుంటూ సహన సత్య ధర్మం నీ ప్రేమలోని మర్మం సహన సత్య ధర్మం నీ ప్రేమలోని మర్మం నీ మహిమ చూపి వెతల మాన్పి నీ దరి చేపు ముసాయి రామయ్యా సన్నిధి నీయవయ్యా జగములకు శుభములిడు జగదేకపతి సాయి రామయ్యా సన్నిధియవయ్యా సాయి రామ 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 సాయి రామ
ప్రతి కొమ్మలోన ప్రతి పువ్వులోన ప్రతి నవ్వులోన ప్రతి పలుకులోన ప్రతి పిలుపులోన ప్రతి మనిషిలోన ప్రతి మనసులోన ప్రతి రెమ్మలోన ప్రతి కొమ్మలోన ప్రతి పువ్వులోన ప్రతి నవ్వులోన ప్రతి పలుకులోన ప్రతి పిలుపులోన ప్రతి మనిషిలోన ప్రతి మనసులోన కొలువై ఉన్నది సాయి రూపం నెలవై ఉన్నది జ్ఞానదీపం కొలువై ఉన్నది సాయి రూపం నెలవై ఉన్నది జ్ఞానదీపం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం కిరణాల వెలుగులలోన ప్రత్యూష కిరణాల వెలుగులలోన తారా తోరణాల జిలుగులలోన తారా తోరణాల జిలుగులలోన ఏడు రంగుల ఇంద్రచాపంలోన ఏడు రంగుల ఇంద్రచాపంలోన నిసిరాత్రుల వెలిగే వెన్నెల దీపంలోన నిసిరాత్రుల వెలిగే వెన్నెల దీపంలోన కొలువై ఉన్నది సాయి రూపం నెలవై ఉన్నది జ్ఞానదీపం కొలువై ఉన్నది సాయి రూపం నెలవై ఉన్నది జ్ఞానదీపం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం మోహన రూపమై మీరామదిలోన బృందావన గీతమై రాధమూవలలోన బృందావన గీతమై రాధమూవలలోన వెన్నెల వానల యన్నమయ్య పదములలోన వెన్నెల వానల యన్నమయ్య పదములలోన అమృతధారల త్యాగయ్య కీర్తనలలోన అమృతధారల త్యాగయ్య కీర్తనలలోన కొలువై ఉన్నది సాయి రూపం నెలవై ఉన్నది జ్ఞానదీపం కొలువై ఉన్నది సాయి రూపం నెలవై ఉన్నది జ్ఞానదీపం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం
ద్యాల నాదంలోన వెలిగించు దయాల వేదంలోన వెలిగించు దయాల వేదంలోన పిలిచేతి నిను తల చేతి నీ ఆవాహనంలోన పిలిచేతి నిను తల చేతి నీ ఆవాహనంలోన తొలిచేతి మైమర చేతి నీ ఆరాధనంలోన తొలిచేతి మైమర చేతి నీ ఆరాధనంలోన కొలువై ఉన్నది సాయి రూపం నెలవై ఉన్నది జ్ఞానదీపం కొలువై ఉన్నది సాయి రూపం నెలవై ఉన్నది జ్ఞానదీపం
జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం
ప్రతి కొమ్మలోన ప్రతి పువ్వులోన ప్రతి నవ్వులోన ప్రతి పలుకులోన ప్రతి పిలుపులోన ప్రతి మనిషిలోన ప్రతి మనసులోన కొలువై ఉన్నది సాయి రూపం నెలవై ఉన్నది జ్ఞానదీపం కొలువై ఉన్నది సాయి రూపం నెలవై ఉన్నది జ్ఞానదీపం
జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం జగమంతా సాయిమయం